We're out of sync culturally. And what I mean by that is, for a long time, our instincts and our cultural norms and mores and conversations and what our culture is promoting, they fit together. Because what's normal is for culture to be an extension of instinct. Okay, there's instinct, and then how that instinct is expressed by a particular people, and that will be culture. But we live in a country, and this might be a little hard to grasp, but it affects everything, okay? We live in a country that is no longer in survival, okay? Our country, even 9/11, had us panic for a while, but then we went back to life, do you know? So as a country, we're not in survival. As a country, most of our lives, the time in our life, is spent on enhancing life. In fact, our country is actually founded on the principle of pursuing happiness. That's an expression of human spirit, the pursuit of happiness. So we live in a culture that is about the fulfillment of life. And so the mores and the values and what came out of the combination of the feminist movement and being in an information age and birth control, all the bets are off. Do you know? So what an instinct, the instinctive drive to find a mate is out of sync with what our culture is telling women to be. You don't need a man. But why don't you have a husband? Nice girl like you, you know? What do you need a man for? But why aren't you married? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It is very, very confusing. It is out of sync. And then, even as if we decide that what we want is to have a husband or a lifetime commitment, instinct has us look for a provider. Instinct has us look for a man who's bigger than us and has more resources. That's what instinct directs us to do. Except that what we used to want a man to provide has changed now. Do you know, it used to be, you know, what I wanted you to provide was a paycheck. Do you know, now you got to provide a paycheck and sympathetic listening and the willingness to shop with me. And doing the dishes and taking care of the children. And, you know, I mean, like, women expect a lot more from the men in their lives. And it's related to how much we're doing the men role. You know, as much as we're in the workplace earning a living, as much as we're doing that, we expect them to take over the traditionally feminine types of things. Can you see what I'm talking about? But it's not articulated. It's not, no deals are made. You know, when a couple gets engaged, they don't hammer all this out. Who's going to do what? Who's going to provide what? There's just all this expectation that ambushes people. Ambushes people. And then since women are still compelled to please men, you know, we're still compelled to please men, so we think now how to please you is to be like you. So we're going to demonstrate to you how independent we are and how self-sufficient we are and how productive we are and, you know, how many things we can fix ourselves. You know, see how little trouble I am? I can do all this stuff. Why doesn't that make me more attractive to you? I'm the best man I know. Why don't you want me? So, you know, we're supposed to be little trouble plus have a significant income, plus still be a great housekeeper and entertainer. I mean, what a woman is supposed to be now is driving all of us crazy. So this is the question that I have, okay? This is a chance for you to speak up. How are you out of sync with our culture? What is it that you really want? What is it that you're looking for that just, it doesn't seem to fit? That's hard to come out and say it because it doesn't seem like it's all right.